This morning, I want to speak a great message with a Christmas theme. And I just want to say to all the traditionalists out there that don't be fooled by the start of my message. It's going to be okay. Okay? Don't worry. So I want to talk to you this morning about one thing, two words, and you can say it with me this morning, and we're going to pop it up on the screen. It's called, the title of my message, Come Alive. Say it with me, Come Alive. You know, one thing I love about Christmas is the way that the nights come alive at night. Who drives around in their car going to look at all the lights? Anybody? Are we the only family that does that? Serious? No, I don't believe you. Who likes the lights anyway? You like looking at the lights? Great. You know, we like looking at the lights. And, you know, some people's houses, I actually wonder how they go to sleep at night. There was one family in the US that did all the hit songs, and they got their teenage daughter to do the beats to the songs. I happened to read it. So I think it was on the internet, so it must be true. And it actually, the lights would come on, and they were in tune to the songs of 2014, the hit songs of 2014. But there was queues, and there was a traffic jam, and so they had to close the whole thing down. And the neighbours complained. Anyway, Merry Christmas. So today, I want to wish that the Lord Jesus Christ makes us come alive. And this morning, look at a verse from Ezekiel 37, 1 to 5. The Lord took hold of me, and I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with bones. He led me around among old, dry bones that covered the valley floor. They were scattered everywhere across the ground. Then he asked me, Son of man, can these bones become living people again? And, O sovereign Lord, I replied, you alone know the answer to that. And then he said to me, speak to these bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am going to breathe into you and make you alive again. You know, the story of Christmas is us having the life of Christ breathe into us and coming alive again. And I want to talk about my first point this morning, the preeminence of Christ. The prophet Ezekiel was brought by God to a valley with no grass, no trees, just rocks and bones. And those bones were very dry. And God proceeds to ask Ezekiel a seemingly ridiculous question. Son of man, can these bones become living people again? It's impossible. They were dried bones. They were lifeless. But God showed Ezekiel an amazing work of resurrection. Ezekiel was guided by the Lord Jesus Christ to speak to the bones. And as Ezekiel obeyed what the Lord Jesus Christ asked him to do, as he followed the word of God, so the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he could believe for those dry bones to come alive. I want to tell you today that Jesus didn't start in a stable. Christmas doesn't start in a manger. Christ existed even before creation. And the book of Philippians, in reference to the death of Christ on the cross, says quite simply, though he was God, he humbled himself. Jesus always had the nature of God. And God has always been into making things come alive. Turn to your neighbor and say, come alive. See, Jesus was God. And he came to live among us for a while. And that is the relevance of Christmas. One word from God in the beginning was all it took. Let there be light, and there was. Jesus is the power of Christmas. And that brings significance to the light shining brightly all around us. And wherever Jesus went whilst he was with us on earth, he brought life. And people came alive when they were around him. The first person to come alive was Adam. The Lord breathed into the dust of the earth, and Adam what? Came alive. The man became a living person as God breathed into him. And the preeminence of Christ is explained in Colossians, where we are told he is the exact likeness of the unseen God. In Colossians 1:16, it says, Christ is the one through whom God created everything in heaven and earth. He made the things we can see and the things that we can't see. Christ holds all of creation together. He is therefore the reason for our life and the reason for our future. Second, the reality of Christmas is that God became man. Say it with me, God became man. He was a real man. He had flesh, blood, bones, hair. He was a real person. He was not a myth. He was not a fable. It was not a nice story. He became a man so that he could communicate with men. If he wanted to communicate with dogs, he would have come as a dog. But he didn't. He appeared in human likeness. Now, I'm sure you've lived around Fremantle, or you're a dog owner. There's a couple of things dogs love. You know, they look at you and they kind of cock their head a little bit, don't they? And they go, roof, roof, and that means feed me. And otherwise, they just make a bit more noise and they go, will you please take me for a walk now? But we don't really know what they're saying. Dogs obviously often look at us and they think, you're stupid, don't they? I'm sure that's what they think. But see, God came in the form of a man as Jesus so that he could communicate with us. And that's an amazing thing. Jesus was born like us. How cool is that? He grew like us. He was tempted like us. He suffered like us. See, Lazarus was Mary and Martha's brother, who became sick and was suffering badly. And Jesus did what seems strange to the natural man. When he heard that Lazarus' condition was really serious, he stayed put where he was in the town that was quite a way away from where Lazarus was dying. But he said this to Martha and Mary before he got word to them. And these are the words that he said. Even though he stayed put, he made it clear. John 11:4, Lazarus' sickness will not end in death. No, it is for the glory of God. And the words of Jesus have the power to make things come alive. He has been making things come alive from the beginning. And he will continue to make things come alive. It is his nature. Lazarus died. He'd been in the tomb for 4 days. And by the time Jesus arrived, it would have been quite smelly and awful. And the words Jesus spoke to Martha next are extremely important. He says and looks at Martha and says, your brother will rise again. And Martha thought, well, he'll go to heaven one day. Yeah, we'll meet him in heaven. But that's not what Jesus was talking about. See, Jesus is the same God who spoke to Ezekiel in the valley of dry bones. Ezekiel wisely said, only you know if these bones can live, Lord. And the Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ, then asked Ezekiel to do something really important. God asked Ezekiel to speak into life those dry bones. You know, you create faith in your world when you speak out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it was at that moment, Ezekiel agreeing to speak to the dry bones, that the Spirit of the Lord came onto Ezekiel, and he could see that with God, nothing was going to be impossible. And as he spoke, those bones cracked together, and he was able to breathe life into them by the Spirit of God, and those people were living again. It's a testimony of the goodness of God throughout the Bible from beginning to end, that we are not to just die and that's it, that we are to live and to come alive in the natural and come alive in the spiritual as well. We don't need to fear, because Jesus makes us come alive. So Ezekiel said, "O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord today." And the message of Christmas is that Jesus has come to make you come alive. Say it with me. Jesus has come to make you come alive. And he came to earth as a natural man to communicate to his people about coming alive. And what you may think is dead does not have to be in your life. What you may think is dry and crusty does not have to be in your life. What you may think is ended in your life and what you cannot be recovered does not have to be, because Jesus can make it come alive. Whether you're sick here today, well, your sickness doesn't have to end badly, because Jesus can make it come alive. You know, I had someone in our church, they've gone back to the Philippines right now, but they prayed for my foot, and I'd actually fallen down some stairs and it was broken. The doctors had verified it at Fremantle Hospital, and right here on this side of my foot, there was a break in my bone, and I had to wear a cast for 6 weeks. But I had to go back after 2 weeks, and before that, this lovely lady had prayed for me. And you know, they went back and they said, "We can't find the break anywhere anymore." Because why? Because Jesus can make things come alive. And what you may think is dead does not have to be in your life. Lazarus had been dead for 4 days, and Jesus says to Martha, "Your brother will rise again." And Martha, under the circumstances, said what seemed right back to Jesus. "I know what you mean. We'll see Lazarus again in heaven." But Jesus had already said to her that his sickness would not end in death. And Jesus then communicated this message to Martha. John 11:25, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." It is the same message from the beginning of the Bible to the end. Believe in the word of God. Speak out the word of God over your life, over your circumstances, and come alive. Jesus is God. Jesus came as a man to communicate with men. Jesus is taken by Martha to the tomb and asked for the stone to be rolled away from the entrance. And once again, he communicates with the people all around, and he says, "Didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believe?" And Jesus shouted, "Lazarus, come out." And this man, with all the grave clothes on, mummified, starts to stumble out of the tomb. They take his grave clothes off, and Lazarus is like he'd never died at all. You see, third, the reason for Christmas is that Jesus came to die. The same as the Valley of the Dry Bones, the same as Lazarus, Jesus too needed to die to bring the most powerful moment into being in our own lives. Jesus allowed himself to go to the cross to demonstrate his immense love for us. The Bible says in Romans 5:8 that whilst we are still sinners, who's never made a mistake in their life before? The word for sin is just really just the mistakes that we make in life. That while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And what was it that Jesus said to Martha prior to the resurrection of Lazarus? I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he will live again. And Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, before creation until the current time, has been demonstrating his immense ability to make things come alive. And such was his love for Lazarus that he wanted to show both the enormity of who he was and the compassion of who he was. And Jesus had to die to pay for our sins so that we too can come alive. When we break a law, we have to pay a penalty. When we break God's law, we pay God's penalties. And this is where the really good news of Christmas comes alive. The Bible tells us that the wages of sin, all our mistakes, all our wrongdoings, is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. 1 Peter 2:24 says this, he personally carried away our sins in his own body on the cross so we could be dead to sin and live for what is right. You have been healed. It ends by his wounds. And we can be completely forgiven for everything we've ever done wrong or ever will do wrong in our life. And that is the reason for Christmas. He died so that you and I can come alive. And the reality of Christmas is the preeminence of Christ. He spoke into being and we came alive. The blessing of Christmas is that God became man to communicate with us so that we can come alive. And the reason for Christmas is that Jesus came to die so that we can come alive. And fourthly, the result of Christmas is that Jesus is Lord. The result of Christmas is that Jesus is Lord. Brem, if you'd like to come, that'd be fantastic. To be a Christian, to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have to acknowledge that Jesus is Lord of your life. It's no different to Ezekiel saying, Lord, only you know if these old bones, these dry bones will live. At which point God said, speak out the words in faith. It was at that moment that there was both a physical and a spiritual coming alive. Ezekiel could see what God could see. And we come alive when we speak out the word of God in our life. God puts faith into us. And the wise men, they came alive. When they saw Jesus in the manger, they couldn't stop singing and praising God as they went back to their own home places. Ezekiel came alive after he spoke the unknown. He wasn't sure what was going to happen, but he says, Lord, if you say so, I will speak. And the bones came alive and his spirit came alive. When Jesus spoke to Lazarus in the tomb, 4 days dead, Lazarus came alive. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, came alive when she spoke with the angel of the Lord. And the angel of the Lord said, with God, nothing is impossible. Jesus died on the cross for our sins, at which point the earth went completely dark. It was a sign that the Lord Jesus Christ, the preeminence of who he was, the authority of God from beginning of time, the creator of all, and right up until that point, he gave his only son who died on the cross as a perfect man, a man who had no sin. Because if he had sinned, if he was just like you and I, it wouldn't have mattered. We couldn't come alive. But he hadn't. He was the perfect image of God. And so when he died, the world went dark as a sign that when we give our life to Christ and we say, Lord, like the prisoner on the cross, we too can come alive. It's never too late to come alive to the Spirit of the Lord in our lives. And so Jesus said, the last words he said were, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And on the third day, Jesus came alive. He didn't stay dead. He wasn't like us. He was the Son of the living God. And Jesus asked Martha one more thing before he made Lazarus come alive again. Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Whoever lives and believes in me shall not die. Do you believe this? And I'm going to ask you a similar question in a moment. Martha said, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God. Why don't we stand to our feet this morning? I want to ask you the same question today. Why don't we just bow our heads, close our eyes? Will you acknowledge today that Jesus really is God? He is the only power who can make you come alive spiritually. Will you believe that Jesus has everything under control? So that when you say Jesus is Lord, it is a statement of comfort and encouragement. That even when things look bleak, you're acknowledging that Jesus is Lord of your life. The same as Ezekiel, the same as Lazarus, the same as Mary. Nothing's impossible for God. And the result of Christmas is that Jesus is Lord. The Bible says in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that he was raised from the dead, you will be saved. So I'd like us to pray this prayer together this morning, every one of us here in church today. I'd like us to pray. Repeat after me. Let's speak it out in faith. If you've never prayed a prayer like this, I'd encourage you to pray it with me. And invite Jesus to come into your life. And then I'd love to just spend a moment with you before we close our meeting. We've got a couple other things to do before we finish today. But will you make Jesus Lord? He has come to make you come alive. Why don't we pray together? Speak out with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you have come to make me come alive. I thank you from the beginning of history to right now to the end of time that you are the Creator God. You have the ability to make me come alive. You are the Son of God. I confess my wrongdoings to you today. I come alive through the Spirit of God. I accept what the Lord Jesus Christ has done on the cross for me. I receive your life. If you've prayed that prayer today, you believe in your heart and you want to make Jesus Lord of your life, he's here. He wants you to come alive. on the count of three. If you'll pop up your hand and I'll see it, and you can pop it down again. One, two, three. Is there anyone this morning? Just say, yeah, that's me. I want to come alive. I want to come alive. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to come alive. Just give it one more moment. Sense the presence of God. You don't, you know, Ezekiel didn't actually know what was going to happen. There's a little bit of faith involved. That's trusting God.